Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
Nobody on yet. I'm just playing the music now. Not yet. Maybe coming on pretty soon. See, I can see everybody's phone number in here.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Missionary Taylor, and the word is coming from Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with your first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your bake will brim over with new wine. God bless to hear and read other words. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, missionary, for the reading of the word of the Lord. This is your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor. And it's always, I said, it's always a blessing to be able to bring Let Your Light Shine internet radio broadcast right into the comfort of your home. Studying the divine principles of the Holy Bible and learning how to apply those divine principles into our daily living. We have to remember the sick and shut in. That is most important because there are those who are not able to come physically to the church and to sit in the pews and enjoy and congregate with the rest of the members. So therefore, amen, we are here, amen, to serve the sick and shut in, amen, and as well as those of you who are in different parts of the country. We've just welcomed the state of Indiana and the state of Florida, and we just California, we just all over the place. That's why it's called internet radio broadcast. Amen. So I just thank the Lord, amen, for this technology that we have, amen, to be able to go to the uttermost parts of the world and make disciples, amen, and make believers of those who need to know, amen, that God is real. So don't forget that you all have a light to shine. So don't be ashamed of your light. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we also have our tribute for last week that I asked you, and we want to go into that before we go into our lesson. I just feel in my spirit that's probably what our lesson is going to be on. It depends on what the Spirit of the Lord tells me what to do tonight. I hardly ever write a script. I just let the Lord just use me. But we're looking at some of our guests, and it's here. Hallelujah. So far, I want to say hello to our own missionary, Tazera Massey. Amen. God bless you, Tazera. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Hi, Bishop Taylor and your lovely wife, Rita, and Little Sunshine, and all the saints that's on the line tonight. May God bless you all. I found the tribute at Luke chapter 9, verse 12 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give somebody else a chance to say where they found something at.
Thank you very much, missionary. Amen. We thank you for your research, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank
Amen.
You so much, Bishop.
You are truly welcome. And we're moving forward. Amen. We want to say good evening to our own evangelist. Amen. God bless you this evening, evangelist. That's 2205.
Oh, yes, sir. All is well, and I pray that all is well with you and your family and to all the listeners on tonight. I didn't write it down, but if I'm not mistaken, I did remember, Matthew 14, verses 3 through 21.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
correct.
Amen. So God is good. Thank God for you all, and I'm expecting to hear what thus saith the Lord tonight.
Amen. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening. Amen.
Amen.
And we also have, amen, our own Mother David. God bless you this evening.
God bless you too, Bishop Taylor, and hello to you and your lovely wife, Rita, and Sunshine, and all the on the line. Bless you with love, peace, and happiness. I found the tribute in all Mark, Luke, Matthew, and I found them in all of them. I'm going to give you Mark 6, 37-44.
Okay.
6:37-44.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much. Amen. And also from the state of Indianapolis, Indiana, the city that is, you can't have both of them states, but Indianapolis, Indiana, we want to thank God for Evangelist Millie Moore. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. And I just want to say God bless to all the saints out there that's listening this evening. And I just want to say that I love you and I love your beautiful wife. And I just adore Sunshine. And well, you know, I already know the answer. And
Amen. Yes.
5,000 and two people fish and five loaves of bread. And it speaks about it in basically all four books of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just waiting on you. I told you I had something for you, and I'm going to bring it with me when I come. It's a trivia book, so.
Okay.
I'm ready to get started with some showing up homework, okay?
All right. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. And that's our own evangelist, Millie Moore.
I'm just waiting to hear the word.
All right. God bless you. All right. And we also have... Okay. Let's see. That's the last four digits in your phone number is 4673. Good evening. You're live on the air. Okay, we'll come back. Hey, man, let's open up the lines for our own. Let's see, that's 1395. God bless you. 1395 is the last digits in your phone number.
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. And whom are we speaking with?
Cece.
Cece. Oh, okay. God bless you, Cece. God bless you. But thank you for tuning in this evening. I know you didn't get the tribute, so we are going to speak on that, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a prayer request?
Not at the time, or not.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in. Amen. Well, we just want to say that everyone doesn't necessarily have to say anything if you choose not to. That's okay, just as long as you, amen, you tuned in. And I'm very honored for you tuning in tonight. And just to let you know what our tribute was about, that you heard the rest of the members said, is that what did Jesus do when he had compassion on the people that were hungry? And so all of you were right when you was able to get that correctly. So I thank God for you. I'm looking at the book of Matthew and the 14th chapter of Matthew. And it speaks about that, and beginning from the 13th verse. And let me read. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds following him on foot from the town. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And so then the disciples answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. Then Jesus answered, "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people, and they all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. All right, saints, so that was our tribute. So let's go deeper into this, amen, so that we can change it. I mean, so that we, let's go into this so that we can, not change it, but that we can explain exactly, amen, what the tribute means. As I said, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Now, you know, there are times, saints, is that we have to get somewhere alone in order to receive a revelation from the Lord. Because you can't always receive a revelation from the Lord, amen, if you in a crowd. Because why? Because in a crowd, you are mixing with different personalities, and everybody don't have the same spirit. Some people's spirit, amen, is, one moment, please. One moment. Let me get this together. Okay, I'm back. I had to sneeze for a minute. And I didn't want you all to hear me sneezing. So what I was saying is that there are times where an individual have to go to a solitary place in order to get away from the crowd, in order to hear from the Lord. You see, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a master teacher. Amen. He was a spiritual teacher, and he was a miracle worker. And so even though he is the Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior, and the Son of God, hallelujah, there are times where he still had to get alone and to pray to the Father. We should take that as, amen, an example that when we want to hear from the Lord, if we want the Holy Spirit, amen, to bless us and lift us up, then what we must do, amen, is to get into a solitary place. You heard the saying, amen, go into your secret closet and pray. Well, that's what that means. Some people took it literally that they had to go into the closet. But no, what it means is that you go to a solitary place. You get alone, just you and God, amen, and you pray. And then when you pray to the Lord, hallelujah, you listen. Because communication, amen, is that you don't do all the talking, but once you say what you need to say, then you, amen, you rest, you be quiet so that you can hear what the Lord has to say back to you. There are times that the Lord will speak to you before you speak to him. So that's why it's important to go into that solitary place, or that, what I like to call it, the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. That is in the 91st division of Psalms. Amen. So he went to that solitary place, and hearing of this, the crowds followed him. See, everywhere that Jesus went, they followed him because they knew that he was a miracle worker. And they followed him on foot. Amen. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, and he began to heal the sick. Then it must have been all day long, saints. Amen. That he was teaching and healing the sick, but that needed their eyes open when they were blind. The lame was able to walk again. He was able to chase demons, amen, out of the demon-possessed people and children. One boy jumped into the fire when the demon was coming out of him. And I tell you, Jesus was busy. So he had compassion on them. And you know, that's one word, compassion. The Lord has compassion on us. Amen. When you are in need, never think that the Lord does not know, amen, what you are in need of. Amen. It says that in the scriptures, hallelujah, that he is able, amen, to bless you even before you ask him to bless him. Why? It's because he already knows what we need. Praise God. So I thank the Lord for that. So let's move on a little here. I'm going farther into it. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." So the disciples was letting Jesus know, amen, that it's time for them to go home because they haven't eaten all day long. Jesus said, "Well, you don't have to send them away. Why don't you give them something to eat?" And then the disciples, you know, just thinking logic, said, "Well, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. How can we feed all of these people?" Remember, there was 5,000. With just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Come on, Lord, we can't do that. Then Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And he was talking about the 5 loaves of bread. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. See, he looked up to heaven and he thanked the Lord. He thanked the Father God, hallelujah, for what is about to happen. See, that's why we should always, amen, bless our food and thank the Lord for what we are about to eat before we eat. Sometimes people, they do it in their homes, but when they go out to the restaurant, they don't do it. I'm not trying to put anybody, amen, out there on square, but what I'm trying to say is that do not be ashamed to let anyone know, hallelujah, that you believe in Jesus. There's nothing wrong, amen, with blessing your meal. You don't know what's in that food. You don't know what they're doing in that kitchen when they're preparing your meal. So it's always good to ask the Lord's blessing upon that meal before you eat it. Amen? And so he broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. Now, what happened here? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. That's all it was. I'll say it again. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He broke the bread. And he broke them, and it was enough to feed 5,000 people along with the 2 fish. How amazing is that? What is the verse saying to us? That Jehovah Jireh, that the Lord provides. He's able, hallelujah, to supply each and every one of our needs. It doesn't matter how many of us come to the throne of grace and pray, amen, that the Lord will supply our needs. The Lord can and will supply your needs. So why worry, my people, amen, in your lack, in your times when the season is when you don't have as much as you used to have? Why worry when the time comes, hallelujah, where some of us get laid off on our job and we worry about where our next meal going to come from? I guarantee you right now that some of you who are listening, amen, have gone through something similar to what I'm talking about, amen, where you thought, amen, or you wondered where your next meal was going to come from. You wondered how you was able to pay that light bill, that gas bill, how you was able to make that car note, how was you going to be able to pay your rent on time. There are some cases, hallelujah, where I know of those of people, amen, who haven't worked several months and still able, amen, God was still able to bless them enough where they was able, amen, to stay in their homes and was able to eat and was able, amen, to make it, to survive. See, that's nobody but the Lord. So the same Jesus back then, praise his holy name, that was able to feed, amen, 5,000 people, amen, not including the women. See, it says not including the women, so it was more than 5,000. If you speak the Gospels, like in Luke and Mark, it gives you a more accurate count, but that's not the point. What I'm trying to make is that the Lord supplies each and every one of our needs if we believe. The people didn't know what was about to happen. But first of all, remember the first thing that says Jesus had compassion on the people. Amen. He had compassion. He looked beyond your fault and he see your needs. Thank you, Jesus. See, that song says amazing grace. Hallelujah. Amen. He looks beyond all of our faults and he's able to see our needs. No matter what and who we are, no matter what we've done, the Lord still loves us. So don't, amen, be in despair. Do not be discouraged. But remember that God has compassion on each and every one of us. So now it even goes deeper. It says after he broke the bread and told the disciples to feed the people, can you imagine the expressions that was on the disciples' faces? That, amen, that the bread just kept multiplying and the fish just kept multiplying. It was 5,000 plus people sitting on the grass and they continued to eat. And it says that they were satisfied after they had eaten. That means they were full. Hallelujah. It was enough food, hallelujah, that the Lord supplied that over 5,000 people, amen, that, hallelujah, that they did not have to go hungry, amen, but they were full. Hallelujah. And then what happened? There's more to that, thank you, Jesus. Then they all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets full. 12 basket fulls, that's plural. Each basket was full of broken pieces that were left over. Not only did they meet their needs, but the Lord, hallelujah, gave them enough, amen, hallelujah. You know how we do. We eat, we cook a meal, and we have leftovers. It was enough for leftovers. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord has a way, amen, of letting your cup overrun. Amen. As it says in the 23rd Psalm, my cup overflows. Hallelujah. The Lord can do that for you just like he did it for these people over 2,000 years ago. Amen. That didn't have a single thing to eat. They were hungry. And no doubt they traveled quite a distance. Amen. To follow Jesus so that Jesus can minister to them, so that Jesus can talk with them and teach them the divine principles of the Word of God. And so that's why the Lord will have compassion. But there were 12 basketfuls that was left over. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for this revelation, amen, that is given to us, amen, and how it is demonstrated how the Lord will supply your every need if you just let him, if you just believe in him. You don't have to worry about a single thing. All you got to do, amen, is just hold your food up to the air. Or when you cook, thank the Lord. Oh, I remember there was a time, amen, that we had a garden at my mother's house. Hallelujah. And we planted corn and we planted tomatoes and cabbages and greens. And it wasn't a lot, amen, of land. But you know, the Lord blessed that little dirt that was there, that land, amen, that was fenced in. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough, amen, to supply, amen, not only my household, but also there was enough food to supply the neighbors as well. Amen. The Lord blessed that land where the corn grew taller. The tomatoes was redder. Ha! The greens were greener. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, I'm just filled with the Spirit, just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. All you got to do is just let them, saints, just believe in the Lord, and he will supply your every need. They say that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. See, that's peace. The Lord will supply your peace if you need peace. Whatever it is that you need today, trust in God, and God will supply your every need. I say your every need, not some needs, but all that you need, the Lord will give it to you if you ask him, if you believe in him, if you follow him. See, the people follow Jesus. How did Jesus have compassion? Because they followed him. Amen. They sacrificed, amen, their time. Remember, it says that they followed him on foot. They didn't have horses. They didn't have donkeys. They didn't have wagons. But they followed Jesus on foot. Why? Because they knew that Jesus had something, amen, to give. They knew that Jesus was filled with nothing but blessing. He not only can he heal you, amen, but he can feed you. Hey, I just love that. Come on, somebody need to shout with me right now. Somebody need to say hallelujah with me right now, knowing that the God that we serve, amen, is a good God. Amen. If it's a drought around you and there's no rain, the Lord will supply you with more grain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in the flood stage, the Lord will keep the flood from coming, amen, to your property. If there's a storm, the Lord will pass that storm over you so that you would not be caught in the storm. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the kind of God I'm talking about. Amen. And I just love the Lord because he is good. He is good all the time. Praise his holy name. Oh, I tell you, thank you, Lord. What I want to do right now, saints, is somebody, amen, that heard, amen, this message, amen, that is just being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know who it is right now, but I'm going to find you, amen, because I can feel your spirit, and I can see, amen, and know, amen, that you know what I'm talking about, because you had a day and a time, amen, where you were lacking, but the Lord supplied, amen, you with everything that you need. So let me just see who this might be. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Clark, God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. Yes, sir. The Lord has supplied my needs multiple times, and as I delight myself in him, he has given me the desires of my heart. So he is faithful and he is just, and all we have to do is trust and believe him. There's many times that I didn't have the money to take care of bills, or didn't have enough supply of food, or, you know, just whatever. And God always stepped in and he's always supplied my needs. So I'm grateful, and God is faithful and he is just, and he will do exactly what he say. Amen.
Yes, he will. Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we have our own missionary. Amen. To Zara. God bless you, missionary. Let's see. I'm getting to you right now. We're just trying to get these little mics here to work. Amen. Just one moment. Hold on, missionary. Got little circles going on here. Praise the Lord. See, that's, we just rebuked the enemy. In Jesus' name,
amen.
That's amen. This circuit board is working. You
yes.
With me, Tazera?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, great. I got you.
Okay.
Amen. What do you think about the message this evening?
I thought it was beautiful. It's always beautiful. I thank you for being you, Bishop. I thank you for your devotion and And I thank you for always being so faithful. And on Wednesdays and Sundays and on Fridays when you do for your other people. And I just thank you for being you. I thank you for holding on to us. I thank you for when we need you, you're there. I just thank you. I just thank you.
Amen.
I just thank you. I just really do. I thank you for lifting my mother up when my mother's down, for praying for my family, for keeping me strong in the word and keeping me wanting to follow and listen to your word. And just thank you. I just thank you because you've been so wonderful to us. Yes, you have.
Well, you are truly
and
welcome.
And I thank God that you are a devoted pastor, a pastor of not here one day and going tomorrow. I just thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you
thank you very much
for your faithfulness as well, my sister. Amen. I do appreciate you. Hallelujah. And we have Mother Davis, God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor. Yes, I thank you. I thank you that I thank the Lord for blessing me that I could withstand all the sickness that Tazara have had. And he gave me the knowledge. I dream about it, how to do different things for her and things I never did and never knew anything about. But I prayed so hard that he talked to me in my spirit and showed me how to do everything that I needed to do for her. And I thank him. Thank you for being with us, helping us to pray. I just thank you, like Nita said, for just being you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Amen. Praise his holy name. You're welcome. And Evangelist Millie Moore.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. And while you were speaking, I was just thinking about all the blessings and the miracles that the Lord has done for me. And he even showed me one that he wanted to put into my remembrance. And my children's were small. It was back in December of 1970. And Bishop, I was sitting at my dining room table and I was crying because it was Christmas and I didn't have no food in my house. I didn't have no toys, no Christmas tree, anything for my children. And I sat there in the chair and I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I said, I don't have nothing for my children for Christmas and I haven't heard from their father. The Lord said, get up and sweep the floor. And I'm looking around my floor. I didn't have wall-to-wall carpet. It was just a room-sized carpet. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I started sweeping the floor, and he said, I want you to lift that carpet up. And I lift the carpet up, he said, in the hallway. So I swept the hallway. I had a little room-sized carpet, too. And I lifted it up. There was an envelope. And beside that envelope was four $50 bills. And inside that envelope was two $50 bills. I dropped the rug. I dropped the broom. Picked up the money. Dropped the rug. Called my mother.
Yeah.
Started saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I told my mom I found $300.
Wow. Look at God.
My children was able to have a meal. I was able to get them that little $10 Christmas tree, and I was able to buy them all a toy for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there listening to you, and you talk about Jesus, if you only believe, he will work wonders in your life. But you got to.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
If you don't believe in him, if you don't trust in him, if you don't have no faith, there's no hope.
Yes.
So don't.
That's right.
Go together, and I believe
that
if I hadn't never got up and obeyed that voice, that little soft, still voice, those of you that don't know about that voice, it's a soft, still voice, and you got to
yes,
know.
Yes, it is.
And I'm Member Reverend Taylor, and I just want to share this with the saints that are listening. Just ask God to line your mind and heart up as one, so you will know and understand when God is speaking to you. Because if I didn't know His voice like I knew then, I would have never lifted up that rug and swept up under that carpet. But He knew my needs. He knew my wants. And He
now that is a testimony. Yes.
And sweep under that carpet. And I
oh my God.
Bishop, I can go on and on and on and give so many testimonies what God has done for me in our life. We'll be on this phone all night. So I just want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for you being in my life. I want to thank God for Reverend Montgomery introducing me to Core Ministry, taking me to your church. And I just want to tell those saints out there that those of you I've been knowing, Bishop, I ain't going to say all my life, but I've been knowing since 1990. So I just want to thank God for putting Bishop in my life. He's my mentor. Even though I'm in Indianapolis and he's in Detroit, he's still my bishop. He's still my pastor, my mentor. And I just thank God for him. Thank God for just the spirit that he has, the spirit that God has put on him. And teaching me the word that I wouldn't even know. This man taught me. He taught me what I know today. Because there was but I was lost. I was a lost child when I first met him. I just lost my mom, and I was just all discombobulated, put it like that. I was discombobulated. But when I started going to Praise of Emmanuel Ministry, God worked miracles in my life. He worked one that I was stubborn. I ain't gonna lie. I was stubborn. I was hard-headed. But I always knew where to go back to. And that was home. Back to Praises of Emmanuel Ministry. Bishop, I just want to say I love you. I love you. I love you. And no matter what, I'm up. Every Wednesday.
Yes.
Right here. I'm going to listen to I tell people I got another Bible study I have to go to. And I just want to thank God for putting you in my life. I want to thank God just for having you in my life. And thank God. Just thank God for you here. Thank God for you being the man of God who you are. Just continue to let your light shine. And don't never let nobody take that light from you. Nobody.
Thank you. Thank you.
God gave you that light. That's your
Yes.
Thank God for you, and thank God for you being in my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen. Just like in our message, amen, how Jesus will supply your every need. If you just believe in him. Amen. There was a time that you didn't have anything to eat. There was a time that you didn't know how you're going to make your ends meet, how you're going to pay your rent. But just like Jesus fed the 5,000 with just a few, but five loaves of bread and two pieces of fish, what did he do? They all ate and were filled. And then it was 12 baskets filled, not just partly, but they were all filled, hallelujah, with more food. That only God can do that, hallelujah. Now, I know all of you who's on the air, and I know your testimony. I know what God has done for you. I have one, amen, that choose not to say anything, but I know, amen, from the state of California. Amen, is that I know their testimony and a great, great person of faith, how the Lord supplied her every need. Amen. And it just overjoys my spirit to just hear each and every one of you testify what God has done for you. Thank no matter what comes in your life. Never forget that God got your back. Amen. He got your back. You don't have to go to anyone else or anything else. You ain't got to do anything else. Amen. And when I mean do anything else, you ain't got to do nothing wrong to be able to be supplied with goodness. You can't do wrong and receive good at the same time. All you got to do is just stay faithful and continue to praise God. Continue, amen, to worship God, because you must worship him too as you praise him. So you praise him in your lifestyle and you worship him, amen, with your, how can I say, your presence, amen, with your presence. We all come together to worship tonight and we praise him, amen, because we know what he has done for us. It's nothing wrong with praising the Lord. All you got to do is just thank him. When you wake up in the morning, he didn't have to wake us up, but he did. He breathed the breath of life into our lungs. And when we took that breath, what I call that life breath, don't you know that when you sleep, everything in your body slows down, that you're almost in a, what they call a semi-coma? Amen. Your heart slows down. Your blood slows down in through your body. Your heart slows down. Your breathing slows down. But when you wake up, you take that breath that you don't even realize that God breathed that breath in you. Don't wake up in the morning with a snotty attitude. Wake up, amen, with a faithful attitude, a grateful attitude. And get on your knees and say, God, I thank you for another day. God, I thank you for another chance. God loves us, for he gave his only begotten son. And whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That is our quest. That is our goal that we want to reach. That is the target that we want to hit, is that we shall be crowned with eternal life. A crown of life is what we are seeking. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, nothing can take it away from you unless you give it up. I tell you that. Stop blaming and say, well, the devil did it. No, I'm going to tell you, the devil don't have power anymore to do anything to us unless we allow him to. That's the same thing that happened in the garden. Amen. When Adam and Eve, when they ate the forbidden fruit, amen, they gave up eternal life. They already had a crown of life. They was already clothed with the glory of the Lord. They didn't even know that they were naked because they were clothed with the glory of God. But as soon as they disobeyed and ate the forbidden fruit of good and evil, of the knowledge of good and evil, that is when their eyes were opened and they began to see themselves, and they tried to hide. But they could not hide. You can't hide from God. God walks in the garden. God walks in your mind. God walks in your spirit. God walks in your house. You cannot hide from God. Amen. So we might as well stop trying to hide from him and just open our hearts up to him more and more each day. And watch what he do. I double dare you. I triple dare you today to step on higher ground, to get into the deeper depths in the Lord. Yes, to get into the secret place of the Most High. Yes, I triple dare you to do it. And I guarantee you, when you get into that secret place, when you get into the deeper depths and the higher heights in God, it would be like Moses on the mountaintop. Amen. And the glory of the Lord would shine on your face. Hallelujah. And people would see that light shining in you. And they would say, something about you. I don't know what it is, but it's something about you. They might not understand, but it's the God in you. That, you know, that's the only way that some people can see God is in you, because God is invisible. He is a spirit. But how do we see God? We see God through each and every one of us who are believers and who are the followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just thank the Lord for today's, amen, blessing that you all have given me. You just don't know how good you made me feel, amen, but let me know that you appreciate me. And I'm going to continue to be faithful in the Lord no matter what. Through rain, hail, storm, fire, I'm going to continue to glorify his name. I'm continuing to do the work that he put me here on this earth to do until he takes me away, until he takes me home. And when he takes me home, hallelujah, my eulogy will already be preached. Yes, yes. Some of you said, oh, Bishop, don't talk like that. I'm just telling you what is real. I'm living my eulogy right now today. From the day that I was born until the day that I leave this world, it is my eulogy. Amen. And it's one thing that I want to be said is that he continued to serve the Lord no matter what. Amen. Amen. That will sum it all up. Amen. That I continue to walk with God. Hallelujah. And, you know, I often vision that at my funeral, amen, there's going to be so much glory of the Lord there, hallelujah, that people are going to be shouting, amen. People are going to be saved, amen, just by hearing how good God is. Hallelujah, praise his holy name. The light of God will be shining all around my casket. Hallelujah. It'll be the light of God, and people would know, amen, that I'm a servant of the Lord God Almighty. Yes, 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 yes. I'm just giving you prophecy today. Just like Jesus talked about what will happen when he go home. I'm just letting you know when I go to my home, amen, the glory of the Lord will remain, amen, and a lot of you will be blessed, hallelujah, just by hearing and knowing, amen, who I am in God. Praise his holy name. Now, let me quickly give you the trivia for next week. Listen very, very carefully. Are you ready? Here it goes. Now, I had it all together in my mind. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Now, name in the Bible how many of God's chosen ones or his... It's a name in the Bible how many of God's people or chosen ones that were prisoners, convicts. Yeah, convicts. I like that word, convicts. Give me the name of the convicts, amen, that were in the Bible. You can go through the Old Testament all the way up to the New Testament, amen, for those, amen, who were God's chosen ones, amen, his leaders and so forth. And that's all I'm going to do because I keep talking. I'm going to give it up. I don't want to give it up. And mission evangelist Moore, stop trying to make it so hard for these trivia. Amen. Amen. It's all right. Hallelujah. But I'm waiting for that book that you have. And don't forget now, August the 30th. August the 30th at the beautiful, eloquent St. Regis Hotel. Located, amen, in central Detroit, which is on West Grand Boulevard, that would be at Woodward, amen, next to, across the street from the old General Motors building and catacorner from the Fisher building. But it is the St. Regis Hotel on West Grand Boulevard, our spiritual, amen, conference. And I'll tell you what it really is. It is a reunion, a family reunion, amen, a spiritual reunion of all of our Praises of Emmanuel Ministries family members. God told me to gather his sheep, and that is what I'm doing, amen. So I want to gather all of you together to be with me so that we can celebrate, amen, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, amen. Evangelist Clark is going to be one of our speakers, amen. Also, Evangelist Millie Moore is going to be one of our speakers. My sister, amen, Evangelist Phyllis Lucy, she will be the keynote speaker. We're going to have some songs, some music, artists that's going to be there. I mean, we're just going to have a good time, and then after that, we'll go across the hall and partake of a beautiful meal, amen, that would be for everyone to eat. You can order what you want. I don't know what their menu are, but they do serve good food. I tell you that because we have eaten there several times. Amen. So they do serve good food. But and also not just food, but we're also going to have some good spiritual food. So you're going to be filled both ways, north, south, east, and west. You're going to, amen, be filled. So I'm looking forward to it, to see you. You only got about 2 weeks. And that's right, just 2 weeks. So that's the fifth Sunday. Pray for us as we go on the road. We're going to take Sunshine back, amen, to North Carolina. That's Charlotte, North Carolina. We hit the road early Friday morning, and we'll be back, amen, that's Sunday evening. So we'll be out of town, and pray that we have a safe trip. And don't forget my prayer warriors out there. Continue to lift me up in prayer, because the spiritual leader goes through more intense warfare than anyone can imagine. And so I need you to continue to hold, amen, my staff up, amen, because of the spiritual warfare that I'm fighting. Amen. It's a furious battle. But let me let you know this. I am not afraid. Amen. Just like Gideon only ended up with 300 soldiers. He ended started off with 32,000 and just ended up with 300. God gets the glory through it all. Why? Because God fights our battles. So, may the Lord bless you. I'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same station, if the Lord willing. You know how the old folks used to say, amen. If the creek don't rise? But may the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you. And I'm going to end with this, one of my favorite songs. Amen. I'm so glad that I am redeemed. It looks like it doesn't want to play for me. Amen. But that's okay. I am redeemed. If anyone asks you who you are, tell them, hallelujah, that you are. Hallelujah. Got 1 minute to go, but listen to this song. Yes, Lord. Luther Vaughn. Here it is.
I am redeemed.
Bought with a price. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a child.
I'm a child of the King.
It's all because.
It's all because.
I am with thee.
Music is still going straight.
I'm telling
you. Stop, but I'm still on air.
Tell of his goodness.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
To me.
Yes, yes, yes.
He purchased my redemption with his own precious blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.